You haven't really dealt with the issue. You haven't really dealt with the root of the problem. You've simply gotten away from the problem so that you have a little sense of relief. That's environmental relief.
This is Straight Talk.
You're listening to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Halleck, your host today with Pastor Mark Job, author and senior pastor at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Pastor Mark, thank you for this great new series called Stressed. I'm already relating to it as I sit here in the studio thinking about how can I calm down without cracking up. You got us in Philippians chapter 4, and I know there's many of our friends listening today who are saying, yes, please help me with this thing called stress. What does God's word have to say that would be a ray of light in a dark time?
Well, Joshua, first of all, we have to acknowledge that we live in a hyper-stress society. Some people would say it's an epidemic of stress. People are wired up, on edge. There's psychosomatic illnesses. People are going to the doctor, and the doctor's saying it's just stress, hypertension. We live in a society where it's really, really hard not to be stressed out. I think the most powerful passage in all of Scripture on peace of mind is Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. And so today, I'm going to take our listeners through five specific habits that you will need to try to begin to bring peace to your life. If you practice these five habits, you will drastically reduce your stress.
Ah, this is powerful. Thank you for taking us into it. Pastor Mark, if people want to hear more of this series, or maybe they can't hear the next one, where do they go to find out more about this?
Oh man, I have a solution for you.
Tell me.
If people want to listen to any message, over 400 messages, we have close to 6,000 people that have downloaded these and thousands of people that listen every month to these messages. All you have to do is go to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. And download the app, and you will have tons of series listed for you, messages that relate from marriage to personal life to peace to stress, and you can listen at any time.
What a powerful tool. Thank you for making that available to the public for free, only to help people grow in God. I appreciate that, Pastor Mark. This is Stressed, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. It's the first half of the message called Practicing Peace of Mind, Philippians chapter 4.
We're talking about what it means to live in victory over stress. There's not a person in this auditorium that doesn't understand what stress is. In fact, some of you, even this morning, as you sit in this auditorium, you feel stressed. What is stress? I would define stress simply as tension of mind and body, physical and mental tension. Now, God has given us the stress as a gift, but every gift can be abused or misused. Tension is good in your life because what tension does is stress, and what we define as stress, God gives it to our life so that you can cope with challenging situations. Emergency situations. All of us have been driving down the road sometime when some crazy driver cuts us off, right? Hopefully he doesn't have a bumper sticker that says Jesus saves on the back, but some of them do. And someone cuts you off and suddenly you're about to hit him, you slam on the brakes, and there's an adrenaline rush that surges through your body. Your heart begins to palpitate. You feel a flush of blood kind of going through your entire body. And it's God's way of preparing you for an emergency. In a case of emergency, that adrenaline rush gives you extra energy and strength and power to be able to handle a difficult or life-threatening situation. It's God's way of helping you handle an emergency. The problem is that if you feel like you're going from emergency to emergency, from battle to battle, from chaos to chaos, is that your body begins to live in this chronic state of stress. It's not just during emergencies, but you're constantly on the edge of stress. And what happens when we're constantly on the edge of stress, behavioral health experts call it chronic stress. When you constantly feel like you're in an emergency, constantly feel like you're on the edge, your body develops this reaction, almost like it's getting ready for a battle, almost like it's getting ready for an accident, and you live perpetually in that state so that you seldom relax, you can seldom get sleep, because your body is constantly readying itself for battle. Now, here's the thing about stress. Stress is okay for an emergency, but if you live constantly with stress in your life, your body, mind, and spirit were not engineered by God to carry the weight of constant stress. So you will begin to break down. Your body will start breaking down, your mental health will start breaking down, and your spirit will start breaking down as well. A few days ago when I was in Xi'an, which is a city in China, outside of which they have the Terracotta Warriors and so forth, I had to get from one part of the city to another, and I could not flag down a taxi. Every taxi I tried to flag down had a person in it already. And so after about 15 minutes of trying to flag down a taxi, I finally saw this guy with a little sort of like rickety old moped and a little box in the back. I don't know if you may have seen them on television or reports of China. And so I went up to this little fella, dark skin, wrinkled face that spoke not a bit of English at all. And I tried to ask him where to get a taxi. He thought I was asking him if I would give him a ride. And so I said, sure. So me and two other big American guys crammed into a little box in the back of his moped, and he revved it up and started going. I thought it was normal in China until we started getting waves, people taking pictures, cell phones, and I realized I don't think many people do this. And so we were crammed into this box that I think was made for one little Chinese guy, but we were three big American guys in this box, and he was literally swerving in front of trucks and in and out of traffic. He jumped onto the sidewalk and swerving between people, and people were waving, talking, taking pictures, and my stress level was getting higher and higher by the moment, and I realized this little box was not engineered to carry this weight, and it was not built for this. Maybe for a short distance, but not for a long distance. And so it is with your life. You are engineered to take a little bit of a stress for emergency situations, but when you live with ongoing, constant stress in your life, what begins to happen is that your body that was not engineered for stress, your body begins to break down. Your mental capacity starts breaking down, and your spiritual health starts breaking down as well. Unfortunately, in our urban centers like Chicago, we live under extra stress. So it has become an epidemic proportions, people that are used to living stressed out. You say, well, how do I know I'm stressed out? You live on the edge. It takes little to cause your temper to flare. You go to bed at night, but you wake up tired. You bite your nails. You grind your teeth. You have to pop pills to tranquilize yourself. You worry and have anxiety. You eat obsessively. You smoke obsessively. You're given to addictions because inside of yourself, there is very little rest. You feel like you're constantly on edge. Your joy has gone away. It can lead to depression. It can lead to a series of ailments in your life. Physically, stress will cause over long periods of time, chronic stress can cause severe headaches, hypertension, ulcers. It can cause a series of sleeping disorders. It can cause a series of lacking energy and losing your joy and being on edge with your relationships. All because of what? All because you are simply stressed out. Jesus was talking to his disciples in John chapter 14. He was about to leave and he tells his disciples this. Listen, I know you're going to have trouble. You will experience high stress and trouble in your life. So Jesus begins to prepare his disciples with tools in order for them to cope with the troubles they're about to experience. And so I'm going to read two verses this morning and break down those two verses for you in the short time that we have so that you will understand what it means to experience the peace of God in the midst of a stressed out life. Verse 25 of John chapter 14 says this, "All this I have spoken while still with you." Verse 26, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." The first thing I want you to understand this afternoon is that God does not give us peace the way the world gives us peace. The peace that God gives us is birthed from the inside, not determined by the external circumstances. There's a difference between God's peace and the peace that the world gives. Let me define that for a moment. I believe that the worldly peace has to do with changing our environment. And there's three ways often that the world helps us change our environment from the outside and give us peace. Number one, I call it environmental relief. This is the kind of peace that you get when, let's say, you're experiencing stress at your job. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You get up, when you have a long weekend, you feel relaxed. But when you get up in the morning, even thinking about going to work starts to knot your stomach. Some people jump on the L, and the closer they get to their job, the tighter their neck muscles begin to get. By the time you walk in the front door of your building and press that button to go to the fourth floor of the elevator, you can already feel your back tightening up, your teeth clenching a little bit, and you are stressed because you're ready for a battle. The work environment is not a healthy, relaxing environment. You are stressed just walking into your job.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Practicing Peace of Mind, which is from our current series called Stress, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark and his message called Practicing Peace of Mind.
And so let's say that you are stressed for 5 days. You're in your job and there's stress and it's hard and you have a boss that really gets on you, is micromanaging every action that you take and is really hovering over you. And you get online and you go on cheaperair.com. You find a ticket down to South Florida. You purchase that ticket and you say, "I need some relief." So you fly to Florida. You're on the beach with a little a glass of something with a little umbrella in it, laying on the beach, and you say, "I feel relaxed." That's environmental relief. You haven't really dealt with the issue. You haven't really dealt with the root of the problem. You've simply gotten away from the problem so that you have a little sense of relief. The problem with that is that you have a return ticket, and you will be back at work, and you will feel the stress again. I've dealt with this in marriage at times. Sometimes someone's married and when their marriage is not going well, they're stressed out, fighting, bickering all the time. As soon as they go to work, as soon as they get home, they start fighting and bickering. And so someone says, "I need a break. I need to get out of this." And so they move out of their house. And as soon as they move out of their house, I'll talk to the person. They say, "I haven't felt this good in years." Well, here's the thing. You really haven't dealt with the problem. All you've done is you've distanced yourself from the problem, but you'll have to go back there again. You'll have to deal with the issues. You'll have to deal with the finances. You'll have to deal with the kids. You've just temporarily distanced yourself from the problem, but it's a band-aid solution, a temporary solution. The other kind of peace that the world gives is what I also call a band-aid solution. In other words, at times we feel stressed out, and so we put a little band-aid on the problem. For example, if you're worried about crime in your neighborhood and you watch television and you see the 10th break-in in a mile radius of where you live, and there's robberies and assaults and gang violence, and maybe you're worried that you'll be the next or you'll be assaulted or someone's going to break into your house and you can't go to sleep at night, and every noise that you hear, you're worried that it's going to be someone breaking into your house. You don't want to go down in the basement. You put chairs up against the door. So to give you a little peace of mind, you get an alarm system on your house. And that makes you feel good for a little bit. When you hear the click of that button, you feel like, aha. But you know, if you're really worried about crime, an alarm on your house is not going to solve your worry problem. Because then you'll start worrying about whether you left the alarm off or if you left it on. You'll worry about robbers that know how to bypass alarm systems. You'll worry about what if you get assaulted in your garage that doesn't have an alarm. In other words, it doesn't really solve the problem. It just relieves the stress momentarily. Some of you may worry about death. And worry that your life is going to end, and so you buy an insurance policy to make sure that you're going to leave money for your family. But in reality, that alleviates a little bit your stress, but it doesn't solve the problem. At the core, really, you will continue to worry. The third type of peace that the world gives and that we oftentimes go to is what I call escapism. Escapism is not leaving our problem. Escapism is simply not thinking about our problem for a momentary time. Some of you get stressed out and you can't handle the pressures at home, and so you decide, if I just go to a cinema and you go see a movie for 90 minutes, you forget about your problems as you're laughing at a comedy, sitting in front of a big screen, watching a movie, immersing yourself in someone else's world, but it only lasts for 90 minutes. After those 90 minutes, you start thinking, as you're walking out the cinema door, going to the parking lot, now you start thinking about your problem again. Some of you go to the bar, and about eight bottles into Bud Light, you start feeling better and less stressed because you forgot about your problem. You're talking about the Sox games with a buddy there. But when you walk out of that bar and start going home immediately again, you begin to remember your problem. Some of you go to the refrigerator, and by the time you have a couple chocolate pieces of cake and ice cream and so forth, it really causes you to forget the problem for a moment. But after you're done, it will come back. That's escapism. The kind of peace that the world gives is a temporary, momentary, brief escape from stress, and that is not the kind of peace that I'm talking about. Jesus said, I give you a kind of peace that the world cannot give you. This is the kind of peace that I'm talking about. The kind of peace that Jesus can give us. Notice, I do not give you the kind that, like, the world gives you. The kind of peace that Jesus gives us is a peace that comes from within. It's supernatural. It's spiritual. It does not depend on your circumstances. It's a supernatural peace of God. The second thing I want you to understand about the peace of God is this. It's deposited and protected by the Holy Spirit. Verse 25, he says, all this I have spoken while I'm still with you, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. I want you to know that in this passage, he talks about the counselor, the Holy Spirit, will remind us and guard these things in our heart. It's interesting to me that he refers to the Holy Spirit as the counselor. You see, some of us say, I wish I lived when Jesus was on earth. Man, if I lived when Jesus was on earth, I'd hang around with them, watch them, listen to him. It would be less confusing than all these churches and all this stuff going on. I wish I could have seen Jesus, walked with him, been there. I wish I could have lived when Jesus lived. No, you don't. First of all, chances are you would not be one of the 12 disciples. Sorry to tell you that, break that to you. But I doubt if you would be. Not that you're not a good person, but there were only 12, remember. Chances are you'd be part of the multitude of the crowd. Where you would say, I think I saw Jesus over there because there was crowds of people trying to get to Jesus. He had only 12 disciples that he could really hang out with. And so Jesus says, I am leaving because it's better for me to leave. In other words, Jesus left because the option of him leaving was better. Why? Because when Jesus left, he sent the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the difference between Jesus physically being here and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is deposited in our life, in our heart, in our body, and is with us 24 hours a day. Jesus left because he could only be with limited amount of people physically at one time. But the Holy Spirit, when deposited, is with every individual and it's there 24 hours a day. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to call up. He's there. You say, well, who is this Holy Spirit? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the same in essence, the same in power, one with the Father. When someone says, God is within me, in essence, they're really saying the Holy Spirit is within me. You are made of body, soul, and spirit. The body part of you is the part that aches in the morning. It's the part that you look at yourself in the mirror. It's the part that you take a long time getting ready in the morning. Ladies, if you have curly hair, you spend a long time trying to straighten your hair out. Gels and irons and stretching when I was in Spain, they don't have curling irons, so some of the girls actually iron their hair on an ironing board, deliberate to try to straighten their hair out. Now, if you have stray hair, you spend a lot of time trying to curl your hair because you just wish you had curly hairs. Whatever we don't have is what we try to get, right? With me, it's easy. I get up in the morning, put some water on, and I'm done. It's really a simple thing. But here's the thing. Body, soul, and spirit. The body part of you, the soul is your personality. It's the part of you that determines your personality, how you talk, how you view the world. And the spirit part of you, which most of us don't quite understand, the spirit part of you is that which distinguishes you from an animal. Because an animal has a body and an animal has an intellect of sort, but an animal does not have a spirit. A spirit is that part of you that connects with Almighty God. There are over 6 billion people in the world that live today. 99% of those 6 billion people believe in a higher power. They believe in God. They believe in different kinds of God, different kinds of creators. But there's something inside the Aborigines in the deep jungles of the Amazon, something that connects with the people that live in the Congo of Africa, and something that connects with the people that live in deep within Asia, because all of them inside believe and know in their spirit that there is a God, a creator God. Now, why do all those people believe it? Why do all those disconnected people understand inside that there is someone bigger than them? Let me tell you why. Because they all have a spirit. The spirit inside of them testifies to the fact that there is a God, a creator God. Something inside of us tells us there's something bigger than you, something greater than you, something that is beyond you. Every generation, every culture, every group of society has known that, believed that, understood that. Why? Because we're spirit beings, and that spirit inside of us tells us, testifies to us. You've heard the voice of the Spirit. You sensed even when you didn't go to church, even when you were far, even when you didn't want to have anything to do with God, you sensed that small voice inside of you telling there's something greater, something deeper. There's someone bigger than you that's there. It's the Spirit of God. It's the your spirit being witnessed to by the Holy Spirit, reminding you that there is a God in heaven.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago. This was the first half of his message called Practicing Peace of Mind. It's from his current series called Stress, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. Join us again tomorrow as we go into the second half of this message. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.